Husey, Echo Pineapple, or Moody? And if you were there, you know the answer. But Eric Zane, you weren't there, so how was your weekend?
Oh, it was horrible compared to all that. Husey doesn't strike me as a person that I would picture to be tall, but I is he? I mean, I guess it's a mystery, right?
We're gonna see, but I was surprised. Yes, but I think we all knew he was a handsome son of a bitch. You know, I mean that just seeing it in person. You know, the ladies weren't the only ones to swoon. So we are going to take a look at the way that some people are perceiving what happened at Hackamania. I'll tell people a little bit about my experiences. And a little later in the show, we're going to sort of have a revolving door of people coming in and out and talking about their experiences. You know, I actually missed the last day. I didn't stick around for Sunday. So other people are going to have to talk about what I'm sure was an amazing Tukey puppet show by Dabbler. But there's so much to talk about. But EZ, there's always one thing we need to talk about first on this show, isn't there?
Well, yeah, it's Super Chats and how we've reached an all-time low in participation here. It seems like we've got the market cornered in that. So if you want to break that trend, throw a Super Chat at us with a horrible slur that you would like Christian to sign off with. Get past the YouTube censors and he will finish up the show with your sign off of horrible things that you can think up that he can say.
Yes, and it'll be fun. And yes, indeed, we are doing it. So we got some free chats. So the book of Deuteronomy says, so there's just no way in anyone's mind that maybe there are people out there who just didn't want to see Hackamania. That's how good it is. The answer is yes. It's that good. You know, I'm still wearing my laminate everywhere I go. I just show it to people and they're like, I don't know what that is, but I'm excited. Easy. And so we will talk a lot about it. There's a lot to look at. And of course, always here to rain on our parade, Easy. Chad's missing upper lip. Very excited for the extremely long-winded Hackamania recap.
Well, how does he know?
That it's going to be a long-winded show? It's because yeah. I'm hosting it. You know, it's kind of.
He's finicky like a cat. He's finicky like a disgusting racist cat. Is what that would be.
So Garfield, who's a disgusting racist cat?
I don't know. I think he's got the market cornered.
He does have the market.
Were you able to see Chad's missing upper lip? And if you do meet him, does he introduce himself as, "Hey, I'm Chad's missing upper lip"?
I never had any expectation of Chad's missing upper lip being there. And he can tell us if he was there. But if he was there, he wasn't introducing himself, which is kind of a shitty thing to do, because if I could ever get the opportunity to meet Chad's missing upper lip, I would want him to say hello, you know?
Yeah, he's one of those in the shadows types of scumbags.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought you were going to say something else other than scumbag, but yeah.
How about this? The multi-talented Dina Marie, she's sweet on us. Yay, okay. My boyfriends are on. I'm thinking we could tag team her.
Oh, absolutely. And was there any tag teaming at Hackamania? I'd have no way of knowing, but let us know with a super chat.
There probably weren't any women there. That reminds me of a crowd of just neck bearded dudes that are into Dungeons and Dragons and shit.
Okay, so they were there and they were lovely and it was great to meet them. There were ladies there. We will talk about some of the ladies there. And obviously everybody was talking about how great it was to meet Husey. I was able to get a picture with him, and I was really excited to get to meet Husey in person.
Wow, that's an interesting backdrop. I didn't know Vegas had a tribute to Ireland.
Vegas has everything, like literally everything. And I'm just continuing a bit, basically. And Dame Taft, I guess, wasn't there, but Dame Taft's nephew got to meet the one and only Lucy Tightbox. So that's
what I was excited. Look at her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll just go ahead.
Yeah, get rid of him. Lose the dude.
Yeah. But, you know, listen, lots of fun. So many good times. But if you weren't there and you're just kind of checking out other people's coverage, you would think, wow, this must have been a really, really terrible time. And there's a number of people who at differing times in the timeline were coming. Two of them we'll talk about before we start having some friends join us. Mersh, I don't know if you know, do you know Mersh at all? Do you know who he is?
I've heard of the name. Is he, what's the name of his show? Return of the Sith, The Revenge of the Sis or something?
I think it's The Revenge of the Sis, C-I-S, yeah. And he, at one point, he and Zumak, I think, were going to do like a stand-up battle and see who's better at it. So if you watch Mersh, I don't know why, but if you do watch Mersh, you are going to get hard-hitting coverage on Hackamania. Like, what does Grok say about it?
What Grok has to say. Hackamania is a three-day comedy podcast festival running April 10th to 12th, 2026 in Las Vegas at the Plaza Hotel Casino. It features live stand-up podcasts and events with Dabbleverse creators like Anthony Kumant, Nobody Likes Onions, who are these podcasts, and others. Basically a fan gathering full of roasts, shows, and Vegas chaos.
Okay, so up to that point, Grok, you've done a good job. But Grok, of course, does kind of like an aggregate of everything that people are saying on social media. So if Mersh sees that Grok says this next part, it must be true.
Some attendees are already roasting it as a total mess, though.
How do you feel about the laughing so hard I have to kneel down and fillet myself while getting very far away from my microphone? You think that's a good broadcasting tactic?
Oh, fuck. Now, wasn't he a friend of Carl's at one point?
At one point, yes.
So he did a heel turn.
Yeah, he's no $2 Corky, but yes,
you know how I am. I don't know any of this shit.
Sure, I know. This is why it's so fun to have this.
And I'm always really interested in how these moments come about. Someone decides, all right, now I don't like you. Now I'm going to beat you up. It's fucking great. I love it.
And there's a very gossipy part of the weekend that I think you'll enjoy particularly. And I forgot to shout out our buddy, The Great Pest, who put these clips together of Mersh, because I wasn't going to be watching Mersh. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And I like this because @Steph2 writes, it boggles my mind how jealous some of these guys are and how they reacted over the weekend. That's been the case for quite some time. What's the idiot? The guy with the blotchy face that I say looks like he's in a wheelchair. Kevin Brennan.
I was thinking of three other people, Kevin Brennan.
Remember, sure. Kevin's like, why do they? It's not selling out. It's not selling out.
Brennan was very busy snipe streaming the entire event.
What a weird scenario this is. You know, they're actually out making money and doing these shows. And he's got an excuse. He's confined to a wheelchair. But none of these other morons couldn't have a goddamn show in their own fucking basement. So it boggles my mind, just like that guy wrote that. People will show their ass by attacking Carl and, in this case, Patrick, for putting these shows on. It seems to me like plenty of people were there and everybody had a good time. So go fuck yourself.
Right. Exactly. I think everybody had a great time that I talked to. And if they're talking to me, what could be a better time than that? So one of the most controversial portions of the bill was Friday night. There was a stand-up show. You had your headliner was the great Pat Dixon. And prior to him, there was Anthony Cumia, a couple of legends on the stage. There were definitely some mixed reactions to the guys beforehand, but I was sitting with Rocco, and no comedian had any set where we didn't laugh at any point. Everybody had stuff that was funny. But Mersh, of course, didn't see it, but Mersh knows how this would have gone had he actually attended Hackamania.
I would have blown away every single person that was on that fucking stage that night. I watched Virgie watching Brennan watching Hackamania.
So I'm going to pause that right there. Did you hear what he said? First of all,
I don't know who
Virgie is, but he's like, I don't want to watch Brennan, which I get that, but he's watching Virgie watching Brennan watching Hackamania, which, by the way, Vince the lawyer was the one who was snipe streaming it. So everybody's using Vince's stream. So he obviously knows what it was like in the room because he was watching a guy snipe a guy who was being sniped by a guy, you know?
Is this Mersh guy an old radio guy?
He does have that kind of voice, but if I had to guess, I just assume he smokes a lot of cigarettes.
Okay. I didn't hear one good joke. And that I'm not like putting on fucking brave front. I'm not doing this like, radio wars. Oh, man, I would have been better. Fuck Hackman. It was terrible. It was terrible. The 8-minute set that I did a couple of years ago in San Antonio on the spot, I hadn't been on stage in like 10 years. I went and wrote fucking 8-minute set in San Antonio while high on mushrooms. And I went on stage and killed. Killed.
So he's telling everyone he's better than everyone.
I'm going to say what Carl always says. Mersh, show the clip. Yeah. Where's this clip of you killing, doing stand-up 10 years ago? By the way, you did it 10 years ago. And look, I don't think you watched that closely. Right. I would say there's at least 4 jokes that were funny. You're saying no jokes.
So anybody who has to go out of their way to describe how great they are, and we just have to take their word for it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean shit. I could say that. You know, anybody can make that up. You fucking asshole.
It is a total trust me, bro moment. He's like, yeah. No, I would have been better. By the way, I'm trying to not do too much of like a vacation slideshow. But when you get to take a picture with the great quad father, you make sure that you show it off to your friends.
So how did he get? Is that a congenital thing or was he injured somehow?
Oh, you don't know the lore.
No,
he jumped into a swimming pool and it didn't go the way he thought it would. Yeah,
we have a family friend that did that same fucking thing, but they got millions out of it.
Did you give him a kidney?
No, it wasn't that guy.
Oh, okay,
so hopefully that dude quad father got some cheddar out of the deal.
Yeah, I just always assume if there's some kind of problem, you give away, an organ. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you know, I try to help when I can.
I appreciate that. We all appreciate it. It's a great part of, again, the lore of Eric Zane. So,
well, that's good he was there, though. Looks like he had a good time with you and seeing everybody.
He had a great time, and it was fun to get a chance to talk to him. Our buddy, the One Pun, I met him, and I realized as I'm leaving Las Vegas, I never took a picture with the One Pun. That's on me, One Pun. Apologies. I wanted one, but maybe he didn't want one. You know what? That's just assuming.
Well, so you have moments where people are like, hey, Christian, I watched the show. Oh, I am this person.
Okay. So literally anytime anybody's like, hey, I'm like, oh, how's it going? I'm one of the 8 people who watch Who Are These Broadcasters? I'm like, okay, 10 people have told me that. So that's great. I appreciate it. There were a couple that... fuck Eric Zane, he sucks. But most people were like review girl Annie was hoping you would be there.
Oh my God, I love Annie.
People were very disappointed that you weren't able to be there, you know.
Well, I'm glad. That's fantastic. It's so good. It's so good that you could make it.
Yeah, and we had fun, but try telling that to the subject of our next clip package, for which we have our own jingle.
It's time to mock Zumok.
That's the worst part of Hackamania 3 was that Cardiff wasn't there this year.
Now Chad wasn't there. He just made fun of it.
He was going to go.
He was?
Again, yeah, he was going to do stand-up with Mersh, and then Mersh's excuse... Well, he was going to go against him, not with him. And I guess Mersh's excuse was that once Kumia was going to be there, he didn't want to be there.
Okay, and, time out.
Yeah.
So Mersh was going to do a set at this event.
At some point, it was at least in discussions.
The heel turn happened. Now he's talking about his sets 10 years ago.
It seems like Mersh is one of those guys who was just looking for an excuse to not come to Hackamania.
Okay.
All right. So there's one way to know that somebody wishes that they had gone. And despite what they're saying, so you know someone wishes they went to Hackamania if they say something like this.
It's bitter with sour grapes. No, I'm not. I'm not. I can't begin to tell you how much I'm happy that it didn't work out that I didn't go. You have no clue.
Okay.
He did a 2.5-hour show this day that this is from. But anyway.
Why do all these people wear sunglasses?
That came up.
Well,
that came up during the WATP. I think Kumia was the one who pointed it out. We're going to see a lot of guys in sunglasses and hats. Yeah, I know. But you make a note for next week. We should both do hats and sunglasses. The only person who's allowed to do that is Blind Mike. Because I've seen Blind Mike broadcast without sunglasses on. And you're like, oh, you can go ahead and put those on, Mike. It's okay.
Oh, he's got the, they're all kind of like Steve Buscemi Google-like
a little milky, bit, yeah.
Well, milky.
I didn't want to put it that way, but I'm like a friend of the show. Ice. He was here last week.
I appreciate him doing that, you know.
Yeah. Let's let the Z-Man continue.
You have no clue. I would like to have gone to hang out with Dr. Steve. Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
And a few others. There are a select handful of people that are good eggs.
Okay. So there's a couple people he would have liked to have seen. One of them he has on his show later. So Mersh talked about how he watched Hackamania. Well, how did the Z-Man watch it? He didn't have $35 to spend for the stream.
It's a grift. Literally. All shit aside, the shows have been terrible. I've watched Kevin watch it. They're terrible.
Kevin watch it.
So again, everyone's watching Kevin watch it. Why don't people just go to Vince the Lawyer's YouTube channel and not watch Kevin watch it?
Well, yeah. Has Chad ever done a show and actually, because he says it was terrible. Has there ever been one that he said was good? Of course not.
Oh, well, yeah, he's going to talk about what he thinks will be good.
I'm sorry, they're bad. They're bad shows. You're trying to tell me you live in Las Vegas and you can just get open micers to come to this?
Okay, so this is a different point he's going to make. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Z?
Is there something going on with his underbite? Has something happened to him?
Well, you know he's missing an upper lip, right?
Well, yeah.
You know why that guy's name is Chad's missing
upper lip? I don't.
Because Chad is missing an upper lip. This Chad is. Yeah,
he looks weird to me. I think it's like something's developed or something. I don't. This is yeah. It appears new, but maybe not.
As far as I know, it's not new. So Chad has advice for Melton, you know, who I'm sure would welcome advice like this.
I know Brent Ernst lives in Henderson. Brad Garrett lives there. There's real stand-ups in that city, and you can't get them to come to your event.
No, I'm sure they could have certainly gotten Brad Garrett to perform at Hackamania. They would have had to pay Brad Garrett money for him to show up and do the event. Right. And then also that cost gets passed on to who?
Sure.
Not me, because I had one of these bad boys. But,
so
you know, the
Jerry Seinfeld lives there. We got to go get Jerry Seinfeld. They brought on comedians that have something to do with the Dabbleverse. Even I can figure that out, you miserable fuck.
You know, you've got a great point. And in a moment, Chad's going to talk about an event they have coming up at New York, which sounds terrible. And EZ, you made a point. Jerry Seinfeld lives in New York. So all you can get are Bob Levy, Kevin Brennan, and Chad Zumach. You can't get Jerry Seinfeld? How about Michael Che? He lives there. Can you get Michael Che? I'm sure that that Chappelle would be willing to fly to New York. How did you not get any of these comedians, Chad?
And do actual stand-up comedy? You have to get open micers? And then you throw on Pat Dixon as your headliner, a guy who hasn't done stand-up in over 3 years?
And I don't know if that's true, but Pat Dixon was great.
All right.
You're a headliner. And then you throw we'll give him his flowers, a broadcast legend, Anthony Cumia, a radio guy to do stand-up, who's bad. Anthony's bad at stand-up. He should.
I will let you know. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you. Just guess. Do you think people laughed during Cumia's set?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah, they always laugh.
Anthony's one of the funniest people ever. It doesn't matter what the fuck somebody does for a profession.
So
he's great.
Chad, in the always be closing business, is talking about how Hackamania is bad. But don't worry. There is a way more fun event coming up. I believe it's May 2nd. At Rodney's, the home of the legendary Stuttering John show, where Tommy Jordan stole his notes and John left after, 6 minutes?
Don't compare Hackamania to this Rodney show. This is a stand-up show we're doing, a professional stand-up comedy show, not open micers from Vegas, because you burned every bridge out there. The Reverend Bob Levy, legend.
Agreed.
Kevin Brennan, legend.
Used to be, you know, definitely used to be a legend. You know, I think
these are all Dabbleverse people.
Well, kind of, yeah. But I want to prepare you for the funniest thing you'll ever hear Chad Zumach say.
Legend, Kevin Brennan, legend, Z-Man, legend in the making. You're going to want to go.
Oh, no.
So what you know of Chad Zumach, do you get the sense that he is a legend in the making? He's on the way up.
No one knows who Chad is outside of the Dabbleverse. No one.
Well, he's open for Nick Swarston. And
so what?
Yeah.
No one remembers the opener ever.
Yeah. You, well, he hopefully gets bumped up to Midler at some point. But
right.
Here's the thing. This is what everybody knows about Zumok.
Thank you. Please clap. I force applause breaks. I force them.
Please clap, Chad.
I know this guy for... He ruined one episode of Who Are These Podcasts.
It's very true. He did. Yes.
That's when he got on my radar.
Yes.
And Carl was, you know, and then Carl turned on him. Carl did a heel turn.
And then neither Carl was being completely reasonable. The guy really ruined his show. But
no, it's true. It took a little bit, though, before he finally did it. And then, you know, Chad, I heard about all the brushes with the law. I heard about the moment when he said that some fan of Kumia punched him in the face, and that was all bullshit. Everything this guy has ever said or done has resulted in nonsense, bullshit, or an arrest.
Yes.
I mean, come on. That's the only thing you're known for. And outside of this Dabbleverse and you getting arrested and every once in a while you're making a web entry on the local police blog, no one gives a shit about you.
Yeah.
All right.
No one gives a shit. No one gives a fuck. I know there was a super chat before, but I was on a roll. So
yeah, there was a couple of them.
You can go ahead and bring those
up.
Yeah,
I'm going to go back and review these.
Money before funny, please.
Yeah. Who, what, why says, you fools, Mersh could be rich and famous anytime he wants. He simply chooses not to be.
Thank you, who, what, why. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. You're correct. I sit here humbled by that opinion. And
the real Carl 67 for $1.99 says, great meeting you. No Zane made it better. Kidding. You don't have to say kidding.
You think he's kidding? Okay. Yeah. We know you're not kidding.
You don't need to say that.
So there's one person that Zumok likes, and it's because he likes Dr. Steve, but there's somebody who basically pretends to be Chad's friend, but doesn't hate him. And that's Rocco. So he's going to sing the praises of Rocco. So this is actually a great way to showcase a video for an outfit that Rocco wore. And we'll see if you're deep enough in this that you recognize who he's dressed as.
Rocco dressed up as Ava, which was pretty funny. Let's give him his props. I can't say flowers or Florentine. We'll get mad. We don't want that. Here's him with Chris, the producer.
There's Rocco with producer Chris.
We're all losing, John. You got him, John. Oh, you got him, John. Hackman is so stupid. These are all these losers.
That's pretty good.
Mel likes kids. He likes barbecue. He likes barbecue kids.
Can you imagine if he like put that effort into doing like impressions of like real life people like Trump or something where he can make money instead of.
Yeah, because that's what we need is more people doing Trump impressions. I'm not saying that if Rocco tried to hone a Trump impression, it wouldn't be good. I do want to show somebody who seems to be a good sport about the Ava Riza costume that Rocco wore. And that's Ava Riza, who is not as upset as her co-host.
Gonna go, they're going to refund him. And he said he will, so to his credit, but... But they also are kind of not taking responsibility for it. But yeah,
I think I may have made my first error of the show, and that might not have been what I
wanted. I know you do once a week. I would do politics for an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is a terrible story that he's telling. Yeah. I will get you the correct clip. We'll get to it in a little bit.
Ryza thought that was actually funny. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because there's a different clip that they did. And she definitely thought that it was funny. And, John was there, basically, I don't know, white knighting for her and trying to explain that, but it's not funny, So, but anyway, we'll get to that. So, that's my first blunder, and I've got all these people looking at us.
It's all right. It happens. I'll take a little time because our pal Michael Pellerito, 1157, throws $5 at us and says, Chad suck. Only time he was funny was when he stole Imholtz hype train bit. Okay. I don't know what the fuck that means, but
well, yeah, Imholt did used to do the hype train, so Chad stole it, and he does it sometimes, and he realized that he does actually make money during the hype train, so he started doing it to make fun of it, but then it's sort of like this meta state of affairs where he's like, oh wait, but it does actually work, so I'm going to keep doing it. But
okay,
if anybody was watching, you know, when the show started, then they know that sometimes Chadley, as John calls him, he's not always into it. You know, there are definitely times where he's just not feeling it, even a little.
Skip the hype train today, guys. I'm not into it.
Okay, just don't do the hype train.
I don't know why. Why would you not want to do the hype train? I mean, that's a thing.
Easy. I want you to tell me if this sounds like it would be a terrible way to spend a weekend.
I wonder how many meals they've had together.
You want to go get breakfast? Let's get to a buffet. Somebody call Lady KB and let's go to the buffet. And we'll talk about Steel Toe. It's going to be so much fun. Let's go get lunch together, guys. Once a year, we all get together. It's the best thing ever. This is our Super Bowl.
It was fun to get. There's no buffet at the plaza, but
it's the person who is. It seems like he's incredibly lonely, and this is his defense because he's, you know, he's not involved with anything like this. He doesn't have anybody who would want to actually hang out with him or do anything. It's a little bit sad that this is happening,
but not that.
No, sad, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't give a shit. I mean, if Chad died today, I wouldn't care. I'd be like,
well, I don't want that to happen because he is the Z-man and he is crushing it right now. You might not know, but you know, this came at the end of a perfect week, although then he didn't do a show yesterday. So I don't quite know how that qualifies as a perfect week or not. But listen, that's what Chad had to say. And go ahead and read that one right
there.
The
Real Carl 67 says, Christian, did I give you a Stuttering John Fight Club shirt for $4.99?
I did not. Sorry. I did not get a Stuttering John Fight Club shirt.
Unlucky you.
Yeah, I know. I definitely missed out. Yeah, I know. That was the worst part, by the way, of Hackamania was, you know, getting breakfast with Husey. Granted, actually, I had breakfast with the same three people 2 days in a row. So, you know, it's just the way it works out. I no complaints, though. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, what a strong attack. Yeah, I bet you they're saying, let's go have breakfast. I mean, of course.
I bet they have friends and they, you know, do stuff together.
I bet you they're going to go and later on, maybe they'll have lunch and maybe a beer. Beer, yeah.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
I know. It's it's my whole point is just how clear it is that it seems as though he would have really enjoyed himself there. Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you want to not be doxxed, but yes, this was breakfast Saturday and Sunday were pretty good. Yeah, we did have a good time. So thank you for that. And you go ahead and read this one from
the one pun who you got to see personally says, yeah, I hate that we are all miserable and had no fun for $2.
Yes, everybody had. I mean, I don't know. You could tell, you know, from everybody that posted their pictures and hung out that no one, and I mean no one, EZ, was having fun.
Did anybody have sex?
Yes, as far as I know, yeah.
Okay, there was like people that had never had sex with each other.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And, and then they had sex.
That's entirely possible. Husey will have a story about that. But Husey did come on Chad's show, and the timing couldn't have been worse because he was about to lay into all of us from WATP with that razor sharp wit that Chad Zumach is known for. And I'm not going to lie. He literally like zooms in on me and then he's like, oh, wait a minute. But so this is how that unfolded in real time.
This is the Trucker Andy guy. He took this photo of the WATP family. This is hilarious. Oh, I'm going to have to screenshot this.
Why is that funny?
This is their whole crew. This is Carl's nerd crew, his family of the WATP. This is what you're missing.
Yeah, that's a fun group of people.
Look at this.
Yeah, so he's starting to, you know, he's
there's
ready.
There's Kaylee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Vinny. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Hold the phone, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
So we'll see what Husey had to say. Don't worry, we'll get to that part. But I was just like, oh man, I was like kind of drooling while I was driving home. I don't know if I told anybody that I had to drive home on Sunday, but I had to drive home. And so I'm driving home and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so great for the show. He's going to go down the line and, you know, really kind of put us all in our place. And then, you know, then he didn't. So
it was just, yeah, that's a bummer. He got interrupted, and he got interrupted because it was Husey. Does, can Husey just hit a button and he's on, or does he have to get invited?
No, yeah, he was sent the link, but Husey would always tell you to hit the like button. This is what I was trying to show earlier, because this is another great way to show a funny clip of Rocco as Ava Riza, and she is at least knows on camera to be a good sport about it. So here it is. So Rocco as Ava goes up to Kumia.
Fake laugh, Pocky. Way too fake laugh.
And that's what John latches on to. Fake laugh, Pocky. Way too fake laugh. So, well, somebody who knows how fun all of this is of course, our fearless leader, the one, the only, the great Carl Hamburger, H-A-M-B-U-R-G-E-R. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Christian. How was your drive back from Hackamania? Okay.
Oh, my God. You want to know about the traffic?
I don't. Tell you. Please don't. Oh, okay. Please don't ever talk about your drive from Vegas to L.A. and vice versa ever again.
Okay. And then you don't talk about the travel and the airports and all that? And oh, yeah, Vinny's not with us. I hope he can check in from the airport. But also with us is the great Jenny Jingles.
Hello.
I just wanted to show off, before we can obviously let you guys join in the conversation, I want to finish showing off Ava being a good sport about Rocco, or at least, as I was just saying, knowing with the camera on, you have to pretend to be cool with it. Not John, though.
I want to point out the fake laugh. Watch. Fake laugh, Bucky.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
You're prettier. Oh
my God. I'm so annoyed.
Well, we know you would know, right, Bucky?
Oh, John.
We know you would know.
Oh, that is surreal. That is amazing, though. That's a good.
How is it possible that Rocco looks just like Gino and Ava?
Incredible.
He's the missing link between the two.
It's amazing.
And Easy, I know you're excited to see Carl and Jenny Jingles, but this
right,
is
before we distract everyone, just one more comment on that clip real quick. So John's talking about how Anthony's fake laughing. Yeah. He was down $17,300 at that time. So, you know, he's trying to have some fun with them. You know, give him a break. Cut him some slack.
That is such a world that I could never, ever.
He's at a $15 table betting $3,000 at a time.
What?
Give him a break.
I had Dr. Steve tell me he watched Anthony lose $10,000, and then different people throughout the evening also watched him lose $5,000 at a stretch. So, yeah. It's amazing. That must have been the real show. And Dame Taft's nephew. I got to keep the bit going. Dame Taft's nephew was sitting next to him. He's like, I'm losing so much money, but this is awesome because he got to sit next to Kumia. So
he's actually rooting for the dealer at that point.
So also with us is Easy's favorite. The rest of us can probably take a break because he's going to start flirting immediately. The one and only Lucy Tripox. Carl's gone.
So Carl gets to disappear. What?
What do you two want to say to each other? Please, it's fine. I'll get out of the way.
Oh, come on. No.
Well, Lucy, how fun was Hackamania? I think Chad and Mersh maybe are opening my eyes and realizing, oh, I didn't have fun. None of it was fun.
I had a great time, and I want to brag about that I was also next to Kumia when he lost $2,000. So as long as we're all bragging about that, I got to throw in my 2 cents. Wow.
Oh my gosh! So, what was the high point for you? Obviously, the low point was Eric Zane not being there. But let's talk about the positives, Lucy.
That was also a high point. I had so much fun. I mean, honestly, this event, the podcasts are absolutely incredible. But just getting to meet and talk with everybody was so much fun for me. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
What how fun was it to watch Carl's Consequence? You know, as much as I wanted to see the puppet show, I wanted to see this little piggy. The thing that I was really bummed out on missing out on was the fact that Carl had to wear a kilt on the zip line down Fremont Street. And
Lucy's wearing the shirt. I have mine right here as well.
Oh my God. I didn't even realize. Wait, hold on.
I don't know how Lucy got these made so quickly. But like a couple hours after the event itself, we're all wearing them in the casino. It was really funny.
So Circus Midget and I, immediately after Carl went down the zip line, Circus Midget and I went and got a whole bunch of t-shirts made and handed them out to a bunch of people. So tons of people have just Carl in the kilt t-shirt, but then Circus Midget made up this amazing graphic. So now we have this one too.
Oh, they're so cool.
So Carl, the video doesn't tell. Did you decide to freeball it under the kilt, or did you put something on under there?
I want you to use your imagination, Christian. You jerk off to whatever you want to jerk off to, all right, buddy?
All right.
I'll tell you this. When I was getting strapped in up there, I'm getting heckled by those guys. Like, oh, look at chicken legs over here. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Hey, there's money before funny. The real Carl 67. Carl, you know that I'm the real Carl. Anthony kept filling that table with $100 bills. I saw him lose $5,000 on Friday night. He kept saying the German, how they say 999. Yeah, Lucy and Jenny are beautiful.
Thank you.
Of it sounds true. Yes.
Yes, the real Carl gave me a shirt that I wore at WATP. Thank you, Carl.
And
everybody got one but Christian, actually, yes. Is what I'm understanding.
That's all right. That's par for the course. I got one of these, though, right? Nobody got one of these. So at least
I lost mine.
I did get to leave with the Is It Gay paddle. I actually was saving it for producer Chris, and well, then it was still in my car. So Chris, I'll get it to you. Don't worry. Jen, what were some of the highlights for you? The sights, the sounds, the smells?
I'm with Lucy. I mean, meeting everybody is always so amazing. It's my favorite part of any of the events. Just being with like-minded people that are into this crazy shit. And I mean, honestly, there's a lot of people that know more about it than I do. I don't know how.
Well, easy can relate.
And everybody's so talented. Everybody's talented too. We got like cookies. I made it onto a cookie.
Yeah. We have so many gifts, so many amazing gifts from people. Really appreciate that.
Somebody even made our missing RO system.
Have you seen me with our
It was so great.
I think those were all from Dr. Skull, and those are amazing.
Yes, yes,
we made
they
them
are.
For like everybody. I think you guys still have mine, actually.
Yeah.
No, I ate them.
Good.
It was just so much fun. Sorry.
Yeah, one of the high points, I think, for everybody was finally getting to meet Husey, the great Adam Husey, the H-Man Hughes, who is actually much taller than I thought he would be. Just as handsome, but...
He's bigger in every way than we all thought.
It's true.
He was living his best life, though.
Yeah, so this is us on Fremont Street at 9:30 in the morning with Coors Lights, dude bro style. Because if there's anyone that I would drink a Coors Light with at 9:30 in the morning, it's Husey. Now, most people in the Dabbleverse are like, well, it doesn't sound so crazy. But it's a little out of character for me.
Well, for his time, it's like late evening.
Yeah.
So right. He has an excuse.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the thing about Husey was he clearly took care of himself the whole weekend. You know, he always looked good and sounded good. You know, there was never any moment where you were worried if he was going to make it.
No, I want to point out struggle.
One of my favorite moments with Husey was a big group of us all went to midget wrestling. The one pun was there. Husey was there. And we had so much fun. And I got to watch a male midget take a female midget and shove her face into Husey's crotch repeatedly. So I got to effectively watch him get filleted by a midget. It was beautiful.
Wow.
But that's one way to hit the like button.
Yeah.
Thank you. I made sure he was okay with me showing this, but getting to meet Labyrinth Mystic was very exciting because he also gave me an in-cash super chat. And Zane, really? I'm not sharing that one with you.
No, absolutely not.
No, you got to kick up to the boss first so I can divide it by three.
Oh, that's right.
You know that.
Yes. Hey, I forgot about that. Yeah, all right. We'll work that out. Yeah, and then I was telling that story and somebody's like, oh, yeah, I tried to give Carl a super chat, and he said, no, keep your money. And I'm like, oh, all right, so that's the move. That's what I should have done.
Or you can be like Kevin Brennan and just take everyone's money that shows up.
That's probably fine.
I did accept a lot of gifts. I will say, very generous this year at Hackamania. We got gifts from Europeans and Australians and New Zealanders and Canadians.
So much candy. And Fight Club t-shirts.
Yep, I know. Yeah, yes. Carl was just on there.
There you go. That's what the real Carl 67 yep. is saying. Don't forget to fight for a buck. Yeah.
He accosted me in the elevator like he was waiting for me, like he knew I'd be there. I get in the elevator, he's like, Carl, what's your size? He's just got a giant bag of shirts. I'm like, what the fuck?
He gave me a 4XL.
Yeah. The one pun, member for 1 month. Gambling, socializing, midget wrestling shows, Carl in a kilt, drinks, etc. And we still had no fun. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Really the, that's
you
the
had
worst
no
part.
Fun.
We were all so miserable the whole
and
time.
And as Chad said, yeah, I bet you they're getting together and going out to eat and having drinks.
Did you guys see
yeah.
the clip that I played where he's like, oh, let's get breakfast? I'm like, yes, exactly. That's exactly what we did.
I saw a post on one of the subreddits this morning where it was someone was videotaping me getting off of the zip line. And I'm coming down, and there's a whole group of people waiting for me yeah. as I get off. And I'm wearing my kilt, and I'm walking through. And someone just posted a quick video of it. They're like, Carl thinks he's so fucking cool. This is how he walks around Vegas. I'm like, it's a consequence, idiot. I didn't bring a kilt with me. It wasn't my plan.
I don't know. You guys are around Carl a lot more than I am. He probably wears a kilt every once in a while, right?
I will now. They're comfortable as
all
fuck.
All the time.
Yeah. I liked it.
Good. The other thing that was so great for me and me alone probably was Dr. Steve taught me how to win at slots.
Yes, you would not shut up about that.
What? I'm still not shutting up about it.
Don't you just pull the thing and then that's it?
Oh, Zane, come on.
There is a way to win, and it's been proven now. I won $300. Which
well,
is, Trump changed
kick that
some.
Up to the boss. Divided by three.
Kick that up to Kumia. He needs everybody to give him an extra $300. Husey is a master method actor when it comes to playing an Irish retard.
Mm-hmm. Well, never breaks character.
I'm now that we're starting to get people on, I won't play too many clips, but I do have to play Husey on Chad's show because you know he was definitely playing the Husey character, and Chad wants to know. So what's going on?
Fast. Yeah, fucked 7 women. 3 of them were Carl's wife. Hit the like button.
Oh! I only brought 2 of my wives.
You fucked Jenny Jingles? That's crazy.
How about how quickly he's like, you know, for Chad, for somebody who hates all of us, everyone and everything, he doesn't have to think, oh, yeah, what's her name? He's like, oh, yeah, Jenny Jingles. So I think Chad's sweet on you, Jen.
Also, Chad's comedic instinct there is just to repeat what Husey said as a joke. Yeah. Good job, Chad.
And the rim shot's for bad jokes. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe Chad doesn't know the difference between a good joke and a bad joke. But, yeah. One more reference to Jen from Husey.
I've enjoyed it. The venue is surprisingly classy. I thought it was going to be like a shitty stage on a bar, but yeah, I think overall it's been really good. And maybe this will be an annual thing for me. Although with Carl's wife, she put the anal in annual at the light.
I think I might have had the best time at Hackamania.
That's what it sounds like.
By the way, saying. Is his phone drunk too, or is he just constantly moving? What's happening?
If you were to watch that segment, he's walking around his room, and I didn't stay at the Plaza, but I assume the rooms aren't huge, guys. So he's really just like pacing back and forth. I don't know. He can't sit still. Yeah. So he.
No one takes booger sugar and naps, you know? What are you going to do?
Yeah. You know, one of the themes of the night that, you know, Dave Sarah was there. And apparently anytime Dave Sarah comes up, everybody has to talk about what we all know him for. I wish I was known for anything the way Dave Sarah is known for cocaine. But, you know, something to hold
on. Should
we
tell him what he's known for, guys? Yeah, no, you're not known for anything.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, I'm very sensitive. So, Carl, overall... it was a grift. It sucked. No one had fun. But how did the grift go?
Couple things I wanted to note. First off, set design was incredible.
Oh my gosh, Martine.
She is fucking amazing. So every show had a completely different set design for it. And it just kept surprising me. They had trash cans out for Who Are These Podcasts with the dumpster fire coming out of the trash can. She had, I guess it would be a dumpster fire. Shut up, Chad. She had a giant inflatable pig behind us for this little piggy. Like everything was just elaborate.
It was. And
that theater, the balloons.
The balloons everywhere. The you know, what are those things called where you take your picture in front of them with the logos on it and stuff?
Yeah.
Whatever that is. But additionally, I would like to mention she made me. She sewed me an apron for my job.
She did.
It was so cute.
Wait a minute. You need another gig? I thought, wait a minute. That's unheard of.
I have a job, believe it or not. Can you believe it?
The grift wasn't successful, unfortunately enough. So everybody has to keep working. Beef Drippins. Oh, my gosh. The Beef Tips show at 6. We're going to talk to Lemmy. And, Lemmy was not there, which I think is for the best. I love Lemmy. Would have loved to have met her. But Granny was kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I saw Granny a lot.
Yeah, sure did.
He might not remember, but he saw me too.
Yeah. And again, another comment. Great seeing you all in Vegas. Tune into the Beef Tips show this week. Our guest will be Jenny Jingles Leather Pants, # Beef Tips Show. So thank you. Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. I thought I cracked those.
I didn't tell them to go on that show.
But if you're going to talk about the Hackamania backdrop, I have to talk about how excited I was to meet, oh my gosh, Review Girl Megan. And
Yes.
I wore a beautiful Mets shirt just for her. And
nice.
And she's also taller than I thought, but I'm also really short. So,
Kristen always has excitable boy look on his face. It's fantastic. Never lose that. Never.
I mean,
looks like so starstruck.
Look at who I'm standing next
kids
to.
From he looks like one of the kids from Stand By Me after he grew up and didn't get touched by his parents.
I don't think that's okay. Will Wheaton. He's the only one, I guess. But. Oh my gosh, this is your friend, Easy, so you go ahead and read this.
Michael says, looks to be a kick-ass neighborhood block sale going on this weekend. Appears to be open to the public. My friends are excited to check it out. Thank you for the $5. I don't know what that means.
I mean, I'm glad he gave us $5. Is he a neighbor of yours? Or
No, he lives really far away, actually. So,
well, listen, not everybody keeps up with this show. I want to share some of the music for the guy who just chatted us. So that's his cover of Blues Traveler's Hook. Now you hear it, right?
You can tell, yeah.
I play that whenever I want, Carl, and I don't worry about a copyright strike because
I've heard better music from Todd Pettengill. That's how bad that is.
I wonder if he rocks put that up yet. We did the
Todd
Pettengill music special. If he hasn't yet, head on over to It's Eric Nagel. It'll be around soon.
Can I tell you another behind the scenes story that I thought was interesting? All right, so we do on Sunday. You missed this, Christian. I guess you had a drive somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, what doing, but it was 6 hours. It was 40.
Shut the fuck. So we do after I do the zip line, I change out of my kilt into normal person pants, and I go downstairs and we do this little piggy. And this little piggy started as me, Moody, Melton, and Tukey. Tukey is kind of bowed out because Tukey's busy with work, and also he's not really having fun making fun of Aaron anymore.
Okay.
I didn't say it, but someone said to Tukey, you're doing this little piggy with us. So Tukey comes out, and he's doing the show, and he's doing the why, he's doing the voice, and he's so worried about losing his voice. Because he has to do the fucking puppet show.
Which
he has to go in and out of all these different voices for an hour straight. And he was all concerned about that. And I walked up to him after the puppet show, which we'll get into. And the first thing he said to me was like, my voice was fucking shot. He was all like upset with himself about the show. It's all because someone made him do this little piggy. It wasn't me. I didn't make him do it.
I think it was the one pun, if I had to guess.
I think it was the one pun.
I thought you were going to say that he like tried to be a reserved Tukey, you know, just like, whoa.
That's fantastic.
Oh, hey, Jenny, you're welcome to come on. Oh, Carl, hello. From
Beef Drippins.
I'll bring my pants.
Yeah.
For once.
Past 270 viewers. Nice. Hit the like button. And thank you, Past. I was playing some of Past's clip.
I want to make sure we have that up there. Yeah. Very, very helpful.
Yeah.
Past. Before.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No. Past is one of the good ones. That's all I was going to say.
Yes, absolutely. I actually got a run, so I just wanted to say goodbye. It was nice seeing everybody but Zane at Hackamania.
Yeah, so Eric's going to leave right now, but once over with Kaylee, please go over there. There's great content all the time. Great to see you. Thank you, Lucy.
Same to me.
Oh,
sorry.
Cut her off.
No, I didn't. I didn't know you were going to tell us about your feelings.
It was great meeting everybody, but Christian, I hope I never see you again just for that. So,
bye.
Bye, Lucy.
Bye.
She was mid-word.
I'm very slow. I don't have skinny Chad fingers. All right. So I have not seen the puppet show yet because I can't find Brennan watching some guy watching the stream. But I think I'll pay for it and I'll watch it. But what should people know about the puppet show? I'll ask you first, Jen.
I thought it was incredible.
You were losing your mind. We were sitting next to each other. You were losing your mind watching that.
It was so funny and so
Yeah.
It's a puppet show, but it was like the most magical puppet show I've ever seen. It was really, really good. The puppets were incredible.
Yeah, so it starts with Kevin Brennan, and it's like an episode of MLC. They do the intro music and everything, and it's Kevin just like watching videos. He's just like, huh? You know, just doing the stupid Kevin stuff. And then Chad hops on, and then it's like Chad and Kevin on MLC together, and they're reading Super Chats. They're bringing up Super Chats and stuff, like live. They have their videos they're watching. Parody songs are going on. Gino comes on. The Keanu character.
That is fantastic. So funny.
Keanu, all she does is go... Yeah, he never really speaks any words. And then the guy who stole the show in the puppet show was Carmack.
Yeah.
The dialogue that they wrote for Carmack was next level. Because, you know, Carmack like tries to use big words to sound intelligent, and he always gets them wrong and uses them inappropriately. And it was hysterical, the things that he was saying and how people were reacting to that.
And they put so much work into that, too. They rehearsed for almost a day.
Well, no, it was a lot more than that. Well, yeah. But yes.
I was like, go ahead.
And then at the end, Gilly shows up. I won't spoil what the end is, but it's all just so cathartic. And it's so funny because the whole room is like dying over all these inside jokes. I'm like, you have to watch 20,000 hours of YouTube videos to get any of these jokes. You know, I was sitting next to Adam Bush and we're laughing hysterically. And I'm like, this is only for these people. In this room right now, if any of the employees are there, the bartenders that are in there, or security or anything, it's got to be like, these people are retarded.
That was one thing that happened that I don't think I ever told you. After I came off of WATP, I went up and got a cocktail, and the bartender, this was like towards the end of the show, but he was like, how much longer is this going on? I'm like, I don't know.
By the way, one person who did not like the puppets was Chad Zumok, who said, I don't wear that hat anymore, and Kumia Country was 2 years ago. So, you know.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Seriously?
Yeah. The stuff that we all know him for is, it's just not funny.
I love how he's telling people what they should and shouldn't be laughing at.
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, you heard him hit that rim shot. Dr. Omega Art. I'm so happy you guys like the puppets.
Oh, they were amazing.
Locky, unbelievable work. I was blown away by the puppets. Like I said, the artistry of them is one thing. Like the way that Kevin's art, like they fixed Kevin's arms before the show, the way he's like got his number one foam finger in his phone taking photos of the super chats and everything. It's all so expressive and hilarious.
Oh, really, really good.
Maybe that's why I can't find Brendan watching the puppet show, because maybe
that's what I was going to ask. Did he take something that was obviously all the jokes were landing, the puppet was perfect, people were reacting. Yeah. If it's going that well, there's no way in fuck he's going to show that, right? But I guess he didn't.
I don't know.
I feel like his ego would take over and want to see that, but maybe not.
It's also happening at midnight his time on a Sunday night.
Well, Grandpa's asleep by then, yeah.
Yeah, Grandpa's probably napping at that point.
Well, yeah, especially because Saturday nights he usually does a long stream. He can't do two nights in a row.
So a couple other things about that. The first night with the Jim and them and then the comedy show, Kevin was sniping it using his feed that he purchased. So I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not. I think people know this. Patrick and Moody are back there in the back of the room managing the stream for this and just like blocking him or like fucking with his stream, so he thought that the stream was messing up because they were like taking it away and then putting it back and taking it. Kevin's going, what is this, what's going on? Their Wi-Fi sucks.
Because of that, the narrative was about how bad the stream was, because everybody, we just played a couple of guys who were watching people watch Kevin also, who I guess was getting it later on. He started getting it from Vince, right? Is that what happened?
Right, which I porn bomb, and I have a story about that. I think there were issues with the stream. Now, they were screwing with Kevin specifically, but Patrick was so stressed out. His back is broken. He's got all this shit going on. And at the same time, the company that we use, that we always use, we use it for DabbleCon, we use it for all the other Hackamanias, they've been pretty good in the past. I guess they were having issues on their end with the servers, and
sucks.
There were some issues with the stream.
That's why you got to go to the event.
I was mentioning to Carl on Sunday that I happened to take the stage for WATP right after Kumia decided he had to go take a leak and lose more money. And I was the only one not able to get a picture of me on stage with Kumia. But I was on stage during the porn bomb. So I hope people can send that to me, because it was on a gigantic screen behind us. EZ, I'm not going to show it to you right now. See how smart I am? Yeah,
I know. You're really learning. Because I, on this show a long time ago, showed my taint and got in trouble, and I've been a straight shooter ever since. Right, Carl?
Well, EZ, you call me out a lot for tanking my own channel, and rightfully so. And so listen to what I do. I'm so stupid. I've been waiting. I'm waiting to get the video of our show so I can upload it to our Patreon members, people who support us on YouTube and stuff like that. They can get the first look at it. So I'm begging Patrick for it. He finally sends this to me. So Sunday, I think it's before this little piggy or after this little piggy, I get it up and I launch it. I'm like, hey, here's the video. Have fun with it. And then I go down to watch Tukey Soup. And then I'm sitting and watching Tukey Soup and I go, I never edited out my porn bomb. I just porn bombed my own channel. I just fucking porn bombed my own channel. I'm freaking out like, oh, fuck. So I run back up into my room, delete everything. Like, shit. I'm so stupid.
So you actually saved it, right?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Don't tell YouTube.
Yeah, we're not on Rumble right now, so it seems like you did it fast enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I grabbed, and I only ended up showing one of these, but I was having fun editing it, so I grabbed a bunch.
Yeah, I know.
You were in the room when I was doing this.
Yeah.
I did all lesbian squirt videos. Because I thought, you know, it gets the shock value across, but no one's offended by that, right? Yeah, it's fun. It's fun stuff.
Well, you know that gossipy hen EZ up there, he wanted to know, were there any fights? Were there, you know, any people that were staring each other down? And the only thing that I know about was Ethan Ralph and Tommy Jordan, right? Mm. And I don't think, EZ, you don't know who Ethan Ralph is, right?
Fuck no.
Okay, yeah. He's a streamer, very colorful history. His girlfriend, Scarlett Hampton, I can call her girlfriend, right? Is
fiance or possible wife? Maybe wife.
That's true. That might have happened. They were there. They were not invited, and they thought, Carl, you're the one who informed me this, that because they're famous, that they could just show up and hang out.
I was talking to Nick Riccata, and Nick Riccata is getting a call from Ralph saying, "Hey, we're coming there. We're going to go to the show," and. And it might have been to Patrick Melton, and this is being recounted to me by Riccata, but basically it's like, well, do you have a ticket? And like, well, I'm not paying to get in there. We're the most, he goes, aside from Kumia and Nick Riccata, we're the most famous people who are at this event. This is what Ralph said. It's like, if you have to tell us how famous you are, you're not that famous.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed.
And if it means that much to you to get in, buy a fucking ticket.
They just wanted to cause a scene.
I didn't even see them, to be honest.
I'm fairly sure Scarlett is more famous than he is. I mean, more people have seen Scarlett Hampton.
Honestly, the Ralph lore goes way back. He had a huge stream for a long time.
Somebody posted this, and the caption was, "Oh, I can't believe these two didn't get invited to Hackamania." So this isn't from the event, but I always need to kind of take baby steps with EZ so he knows who people are.
I'm not going to kill you. She said that to me the other day. I'm not killing her, ever.
Says a guy who's clearly thought about killing her, mm-hmm. allegedly, YouTube mm-hmm. terms of service.
She got so drunk on that stream that I ended in Chicago. She's like, why don't you just kill me? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? No, I didn't.
So would you like to hang out with those? Yeah, would you like to hang out with those two, EZ?
Jesus.
So this is what was reported to me by Penny. All right, yes. So on Sunday, we're out at the Carousel Bar, and Penny comes up and goes, you know who I am, Carl? Which is always a fun thing. Always love when people do that. But anyway, I was like, yeah, Penny, you're from Penny and the Big Dork. And she's telling me about, because Ralph was there at the Carousel Bar the night before. Now, we had gone down to Fremont to get food after the show, yes. So we were avoiding all that. But Ralph and Scarlett were there, and I think it was Tommy Jordan.
Yeah.
Who was also there, and what Penny said, this is what she reported, is that Ralph was keeping to himself, not really doing anything, and then as soon as he saw a security guard in the realm, that's when he got up and started being like, hey, motherfucker, like all tough guy, like,
God.
Knowing he was going to get broken up and he wouldn't have to do anything. This is what Penny said.
So, Penny, I think everybody's talking, well, not everybody, but people are talking about the Tommy Jordan, Ethan Ralph thing. What people don't know is Penny's role in that interaction. So you're going to see so fucking loud in the background, but this is Tommy Jordan coming up to Ethan Ralph, and he's like, hey, what's up? Okay, so this is just the first step. I've cut it a few times so that we can see. So he just leans over, says hi. I guess Ralph knows who Tommy Jordan is. For dabblers, he's most famous for taking Stuttering John's notes away, but we knew who he was before that. So he does that. He just comes over, And, you know, obviously this is what Penny's talking about, because right there, Ralph is like, oh, hey, you know, and he shakes his hand. But this is the moment that.
And that's Penny right next to him, by the way.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. Penny's right out of shot. Yeah.
And can I just, this is the third douchebag wearing sunglasses that we've seen since this show started.
A lot of douchebags in glasses.
Such a look.
And we're not even going to look at $2 Corky on this show
and
today.
And by the way, he looks like fuck, and she looks cute. What's going on there with
the
that?
Scarlet? Yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect way to summarize this couple.
Yes. Yes.
He looks like fuck, and she looks pretty cute.
You didn't know them 90 seconds ago. So this is what Penny was telling you about. This is when Ralph realizes there's a security guard nearby. You ain't saying shit right now.
You better watch it.
You better watch it.
It's not going to go the way you think it's going to go. Oh, that's what you think.
That's what I think.
Very hard to hear.